You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
Mel Kiper has the Denver Broncos executing a trade with the New England Patriots in his latest mock draft. How does it fall for the Broncos? Which player do they select on the board? Plus, Denver Broncos defensive lineman Shelby Harris joins the show to talk about the 2020 season, what's ahead here in 2021, what he's doing this offseason, and obviously reflecting on some of the biggest moments that he's had with the Denver Broncos, what went on in free agency last year, plus obviously the moment where the Broncos chartered a plane so he could get back in time for the birth of his son in 2020. Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by Built Bar, and you can go to builtbar.com. You can use promo code LOCKEDON20 and you'll get 20% off your next order. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior NFL analyst at Pro Football Network and Denver Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. You can follow the show at Locked On Broncos. And if you're a brand new listener of the show here today and you're just now tuning in, if you love the show, by the end of the episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and our good friends over there at Spotify. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into all the action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. Happy Monday. Hope you and yours had an amazing weekend. The weather is getting warmer. If you're in Denver, the snow's starting to melt a little bit. We have nicer weather heading our way, folks. Very excited about all that. But let's get into our conversation here. Mock Draft Monday to start things off here. Mel Kiper released his latest mock draft. And here's the Denver Broncos making an interesting deal with a longtime rival, not a division rival, but a conference rival in the New England Patriots. And the New England Patriots, they wanted the 9th pick overall in this year's NFL draft. So Mel Kiper said that the New England Patriots engaged in trade talks with the Broncos. And for that, they have to obviously try to figure out what they want to do with the quarterback position. So for Denver, it made sense based on the overall product and the capital that the Broncos are going to be receiving for New England to give up. And right here he says, and that makes 5 quarterbacks in the top 9 picks. To move up 6 spots, we can keep the comp of the Devin Bush trade. The Patriots would have to send the Broncos at least the number 15 pick, a second round pick, and a 2022 pick. And he says, I now wouldn't be shocked if it took the Pats 2022 first rounder to get the deal over the finish line. New England is also expected to add premium compensatory picks for this class, so it could have more ammo to use. So the Broncos obviously finding a partner here. It's intriguing, the offer here. And to be honest with you, if I'm the Broncos, I may not be opposed to saying, hey, look, I'll take pick number 15. I'll take an additional second round pick, and I'll take a 2022 first round pick in order for you to move up 6 spots here. And with that, at pick number 9, they select Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. And this is a guy that is a project coming into the NFL. However, you know, he's going to have some tools to kind of work on. And obviously, if you look at Bill Belichick, you look at Josh McDaniels, they're going to work with him. There's also some rumblings that maybe they go back to Jacoby Brissett, or maybe they could execute a trade with Jimmy Garoppolo, because it appears unlikely that Cam Newton, the starter last year, will return to New England. So they're going younger, obviously with the post-Tom Brady era. Who knows how much longer Bill Belichick has, but they're expected to get various players back who opted out due to COVID last year on the defensive side of the ball. So they're expecting to have a strong defense, and they're hoping they can mold an offense around Trey Lance here. But for the Broncos, we're going to invest in the nitty-gritty here. The Broncos, they get pick number 15, they get a second round pick, and they get a 2022 potential first round pick from the Patriots here. And at pick number 15, they do select a cornerback in Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech. And Mel Kiper says, like I told my pal Jeff Legwold last week, cornerback is the position I'd target for Denver, and I'd even feel comfortable taking Farley at number 9 if the Broncos don't trade back, so this is good value. He showed in 2019 that he could be an elite lockdown corner, though I would like to have seen one more year of film because he opted out of the 2020 season. He's still raw. The Broncos could part ways with both safety Justin Simmons and edge rusher Von Miller this offseason, so they need to boost their talent on defense under Vic Fangio. That's what Mel Kiper said, but Mel, I'm going to tell you this. The Broncos, they are not going to part ways with Justin Simmons. They are going to work out a long-term deal to keep Simmons in Denver for a long period of time. Von Miller, more than likely as well, will be back in Denver. I imagine they're going to restructure his contract. Von is willing to do so, so it's only a matter of time, I think, here in the next week before we really find out the path that Denver is going to take. But right now, it's leaning that both Simmons and Miller will be back. And when you add in a cornerback like Caleb Farley, now a lot of people will say he has legitimate athletic tools to be a legitimate cornerback that can go man-to-man. He could be your true cover one, cornerback one. Will he be a cornerback one, though, in year one? That, to me, I think, is the biggest question I have, considering he didn't play in 2020. You always have to have recent tape, right? Because 2019, his tape was really good. There were some injury concerns, obviously, coming in with Caleb Farley, but he is the most athletic cornerback in this year's draft class and is deemed cornerback one by many of the NFL's top draft analysts. So I think for Caleb Farley, the fact that he's even there at pick number 15 says a lot, because the Dallas Cowboys, they're in need of cornerback help as well. They're at pick number 10, but they go with Patrick Surtain over a guy like Caleb Farley. So that, to me, was very interesting there. I don't know. I mean, between the two, I mean, I think that Patrick Surtain has All-American tools. He obviously is an All-American, but he's got things that he can work with. And, he, you know, a lot of his knack is that he's not the fastest cornerback in this year's draft, but he's one of the smartest, one of the most physical. Caleb Farley is athletic. He's got that speed to keep up. He can play man-to-man coverage. Do you want him in doing that in situations? I mean, I look at the rest of the AFC West. You have Keenan Allen. You got a lock up there, but do you want to throw a rookie into that situation right away? Maybe he's going to respond to it. Maybe he won't. But for the Broncos, getting Caleb Farley at pick number 15, I'd say that's a phenomenal value for them, considering they're going to get a second-round pick. So it'll be 2 second-round picks that they have in this year's draft, plus a potential first-round pick in next year's draft as well from the New England Patriots. That is a deal that I would take 9 times out of 10. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into our interview with Broncos defensive lineman Shelby Harris, who took some time out of his schedule to be able to sit down with me and talk about last season and just kind of everything else in general. It was a really fun, laid-back interview with the Broncos pass rusher who's set to become an unrestricted free agent. Will the Broncos bring him back? That's a big topic of discussion. But before we get to that, folks, I got to tell you guys about one of the two sponsors we have on today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there at BetOnline.ag. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And football might be over, but the NBA season, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing, with MLB starting up very shortly. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKDOWN when you make your first deposit when you sign up to receive your 50% welcome bonus today. And Broncos country, before we get into our interview with Broncos defensive lineman Shelby Harris, I want to tell you guys about one of the podcasts that we have here on the Lockdown Podcast Network that you absolutely have to listen to. I listen to it every single day, and that is Locked On Today, folks. And on today's episode, Locked On Today, is the relationship broken between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks? You get more of the sports news that you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast, hosted by Peter Bukowski. You get all the sports news that's going on right now around the world, all the sports news and breakdowns that you need from the local experts every single morning in under 20 minutes. Make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. But Broncos country, let's get to our interview with Broncos defensive lineman Shelby Harris. Really a lot of great insight from him as to the 2020 season, his thoughts on that, the day that his wife gave birth to his son, what was going through his head on game day when he got news that his wife's water broke, but he was all the way in Los Angeles. There was a chance he could have missed the game, but he decided to stay and play. Shelby goes through the whole recollection, the story of what the Broncos did for him and what that morning was like for him as the Broncos took on the Los Angeles Chargers, and they put up a very hard-fought effort. Also, what's coming up for Shelby in free agency, considering all the circumstances, considering how last year did not go as he had planned for in free agency. He gives a little bit of a backstory on that, what he was looking for, and why he decided ultimately to come back to the Broncos on a one-year deal. So here we go. Let's roll the tape here with Shelby Harris. Very fortunate right now to be on the line here with Broncos defensive lineman Shelby Harris. Shelby joined me on the show a couple of years ago as well, so very grateful to jump into this offseason and talk with him once again. Shelby, you know, first things first, you know, how's your offseason going since the season ended? How are you doing?
You know, thank you for having me once again. Really appreciate it. But, you know, this offseason pretty much is just, you know, it's been a lot of, you know, just relaxing. It's because, you know, with COVID and everything, just not really you know, trying to do much. But then, you know, so, but after, usually I wait for after the Super Bowl. You know, it's usually when I start my work again. But, you know, so I've started working out again and, you know, really just started to try to get right back at it and just get ready for a season.
Absolutely. And 2021 is going to be a big year, I think, regardless in the NFL. They're even talking about adding a 17th additional game. You know, kind of, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, is there a benefit to having a 17th game?
You know, I don't really see much of it, but I'm not, you know, I'm not the one who's making our decisions and stuff. It's just, I get it. The more games we play, the more, you know, the more money we make. But it's just, I don't necessarily, you know, the game's already dangerous enough. And so to add another game, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, talk about player safety and then, you know, and then add another game.
Yeah, no, I certainly get that. And that's definitely a big talking point right now, too, amongst the NFL, the NFLPA. One thing I kind of wanted to follow up on is towards the end of the season, you had a little bit of a knee injury. Is the knee all good right now?
Yeah, the knee's good.
Perfect. I love that. And then, obviously, I think probably one of the most important topics I want to talk to you about, you know, how's the family doing? I think the story, the birth of your son, the fact that the whole experience of being L.A. on game day, the day that he was being born, you still played the game, and then you got back in time for the birth of him. You know, what were your thoughts on the flight back? What was that whole experience like for you?
Man, it was just, you know, it was a very cool, you know, different experience, you know, just, you know, to go through just waking up on game day, you know, people knocking on the door telling me that, you know, my wife, like, answered my phone, that my wife, that my water, her water broke, whatever, and just to really just go out and, you know, have that in your mind, play a game, and just, like, obviously the whole game, you still, all you're thinking about is, like, I hope she's not having a baby, I hope she's not having a baby. But, like, you know, it was just, you felt like you just, like, had, like, a little bit of, like, energy just going through your body at all times during the game. It was just wild. And so then, like, you know, we're playing the game, we finished the game, you know, we lost the game, but we come, and then I just remember, like, coaches throw up speaking, everyone, I'm just, like, literally, like, get ready, get ready, get dressed, and I'm getting dressed and hurrying up, and, you know, we go, and it was just, you know, it was real cool just for the Bronx to do what they did, just because obviously they didn't have to, but just, you know, to do that for one of your players though, at a time like that, just to make sure he's home for, you know, the birth, is you know, it means something to my family, and, you know, to me and my family forever. So it just, you know, it was really awesome what the Broncos did.
And I think that's always an important element too. And, you know, I'd say when we look at football, we just, you know, a lot of people look at an NFL athlete, they think, you know, some of the biggest moments of their life are on the field, but it kind of, some of the biggest moments of your life have kind of warped around your football career, but it's been the birth of your children. Obviously, the week of the Pittsburgh Steelers game a couple years ago, you had the game-sealing interception the week that your daughter was born. And then now, obviously, you know, the whole journey of getting there for the birth of your son, that's, you know, definitely a special thing there. So very happy for you and your family there. But I'm going to shift our focus now to football. You know, last year, you came back to Denver late in the offseason, and one of the things I wanted to ask you was, what was one of the motivating factors in terms of choosing to come back to Denver for an additional season with the free agency market that it was last year?
You know, just coming back to Denver, I really enjoyed Vic's defense. It puts your defensive linemen in positions to really make plays and be successful. So, you know, after, you know, necessarily not getting a multi-year deal that we wanted last year, you know, I knew the place that I needed to be in order, you know, to play the best football. And so I really, that's why I thought it was a no-brainer in coming back to Denver.
Well, and I also think you gambled on yourself. You wanted to go out there and prove to everybody, like, hey, look, I can create an impact on the field for whatever team I play for, and you proved that. I mean, you know, when people look at stats, and I think a lot of people invest too much into stats, but you had 2.5 sacks in 11 games, but if people actually watch the film, they would see the value that you had when you were on the field last season. I mean, the amount of opportunities you created for your teammates around you, for guys like Mike Purcell, Bradley Chubb, Malik Reed to succeed, I think that speaks deeper volumes into the type of impact that you had, because there were multiple times throughout a game where you were facing double teams from the guard, the center, from the guard, the tackle on nearly every play, but you were still creating that interior penetration in the backfield, and you were making it hard for offenses to run the ball. How would you describe the football side of last year for you?
You know, football-wise, you know, I definitely feel like I came into the season in the best shape of my career, and I was, you know, ready to go prove myself. And I feel like I, you know, I went out there and I did a good job of that from the beginning. And I just really, obviously, you know, you think about last year, you know, free agency, but I just think I just had to go in with a different mindset, just go in there and just worry about playing ball. Just go out there and worry about just beating the man in front of you and let all everything else handle itself.
Well, and I think that's something that definitely stood out on the game tape. I mean, you turned in some very strong performances against the Jets, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who won the Super Bowl this year. You've proven time and time again that you can play at a high level. And with NFL free agency starting here in just a few weeks, I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, in terms of you personally, what are you looking for or hoping for in terms of what's next, whether that remains in Denver or elsewhere? What are you looking at in free agency?
Man, because right now, I'll tell you, I really don't know. But I, you know, right now it's just because who knows where I'll be, you know, and I have no clue. No one has any clue. And so it's hard to, you know, speculate about that. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, absolutely. I guess one of the other questions too is, you know, there's a lot of changes obviously coming up in Denver. George Payton now comes in as the general manager for the Broncos, and, you know, obviously a tough move on a Friday with the release of Jarrell Casey. What was your time like with Jarrell in that locker room? Obviously, before the season, I know unfortunately for him, he sustained that biceps injury in the Tampa Bay game, but what was it like playing alongside him? Did you learn anything from him?
Oh, yeah, Jarrell taught all of us a bunch of just football information and just, you know, he was way more valuable than just to play on the field. He, you know, just the person he was in the locker room, just, you know, everything that Jarrell brought, it's just, you know, I appreciate. Like, Jarrell definitely taught, you know, the whole D-line. I think it's funny because we have a drill we call it the Jarrell drill. And it's a simple, you know, pass rush drill, but it's something I think that really helped me this year. So, you know, it's something that Jarrell introduced, and you know, so I give him a lot of credit for that. But, you know, I'm a missing because Jarrell just, you know, he has a plethora of information just, you know, around. So we have that person around is, you know, it's huge.
And Broncos Country, we're going to continue our conversation here with Shelby Harris coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about how good his video game thumbs are, obviously playing Warzone with Mike Purcell, Cortland Sutton, Von Miller, various other Broncos players. Who's got the best hands on the sticks? We're going to ask Shelby that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, folks, I got to tell you guys about the second sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there at Built Bar. And Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar that is out there. And the new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than ever before. 18 amazing flavors. All of them taste legitimately just like a candy bar. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're all soft and they're easy to chew. That's one thing I love about them. I could take a bite into it and it's very soft. I mean, it's like piercing. You love that feeling. Other protein bars that I've tried in the past, you know, you bite into them and it nearly breaks your tooth, or it just tastes like cardboard. I don't get any of that here with Built Bar, and I want you to try the amazing flavors that Built Bar has, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, toffee almond. The flavors are endless, and it is amazing, folks. And Built Bars are great for those who are health conscious like myself, because the bars are healthy for you. They help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. And they're great for any kind of diet that you may be on, because the bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. And you can go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON20, the number 20, LOCKEDON20, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Yeah, and I appreciate you, Shelby, for taking time out of your schedule here today to be able to talk with me. One question I have for you remaining, this one's kind of off topic of football, but, you know, all offseason long, you've been involved in Warzone. You've been playing a lot of Warzone, man. And I just wanted to ask, who's the more elite player of the squad? Is it you, Mike Purcell, Draymond Jones, Cortland, or Vaughn? Who's got the best edge in Warzone?
Oh, man. You know, I'll tell you this, I haven't been playing lately. I'm trying to come up with a new game to play. I don't know why. I've been kind of getting bored. But I'd say out of that whole group, though, the best Warzone player, other than myself, because I always had to hold myself to the number one standard, I would say is, I'd say, you know, Mike's pretty cold, though. Mike's pretty consistent, so I go with Mike myself.
That's awesome, man. I know you guys get in there a lot. And, you know, my buddy Benjamin Albright, we keep talking about it. When are you two going to get together to play that Madden game one-on-one for the ultimate bragging rights?
Man, he's been running from me. He knows where I'm at.
You know? He definitely, he's got to put that up, man. I definitely think he's got to answer the call there. But obviously, you know, a lot of great insight, Shelby. You know, once again, the offseason, I think there's a lot of big things in store for you, whether it's here in Denver, whether it's elsewhere. You certainly deserve the amount of respect, I think, that is garnered around the National Football League because you've proved it time and time again on the football field.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Shelby Harris. You guys aren't following him on Twitter already. You're already missing out. But you guys can follow him at ShelbyHarris93. Free agency starts in here in just a few weeks. And we'll figure out what the future may hold for Shelby Harris, whether it's in a Broncos uniform or elsewhere. And obviously, I want to thank Shelby Harris for his time out of his offseason schedule. He's currently training for the 2021 NFL season with guys like Zach Kerr, former Bronco, and Derek Wolfe. They're putting together this offseason training program. We saw Shelby enter 2020 under the best shape of his career. He impacted everything for the Broncos, and unfortunately, COVID derailed that for about four games. But Shelby, his impact was felt, and especially with that chase down play that he had on Tyreek Hill on the end around reverse play. That was one play that I always remember from the 2020 season. He's just one of those guys that, you know, if you're Vic Fangio, you want him back. If you're Coach Kolar, you want him back. And with the moves that the Broncos have made, and I even have sat on this podcast and I've discussed it, I've debated on it, thinking that, okay, organizationally, if I'm George Payton, if I let Jarrell Casey go, if I release Jarrell Casey, even though he has years remaining on his deal, which is exactly what Denver did, they freed up that cap space, I have enough money to be able to negotiate a deal with Justin Simmons to restructure Von Miller's contract and to also re-sign Shelby Harris. Shelby will be 30 in the 2021 season. We've known that George Payton so far, the trend has been he wants to go a little bit younger on the defensive side of the ball, but I don't think that there is a negotiable ploy here that says that Shelby Harris shouldn't be in a Broncos uniform. Now, what other teams are out there at this point in time that need a stout defensive lineman? I feel like the Indianapolis Colts are one of those teams. Yes, they got DeForest Buckner last year. Shelby Harris, I think, was in a position to maybe go to Indy last year with the market being open. Obviously, DJ Reader had reset it essentially on the first day of free agency by going to the Cincinnati Bengals. We all thought that Shelby Harris was going to be the first free agency domino to fall in the NFL, and I don't think there was a belief that Shelby was actually going to return to Denver because Denver, they didn't really make contact with Shelby or his agent in terms of a long-term deal. So it took about a week and a half after a free agency started on that March 17th date, and then Shelby Harris and the Broncos, they came to terms on a one-year deal to bring him back. Obviously, you heard the backstory from Shelby on today's interview as to why he did that. He believes that Vic Fangio's defense puts defensive linemen in a position to be successful, and he put up tremendous numbers. Now, it may not show up in terms of sacks, but you don't. I think for a defensive end like that, you look at the overall impact. I mean, leading the NFL from the defensive line position and passes deflected, batted down to line of scrimmage. That element was there. The consistent quarterback pressures, the consistent getting into the backfield to disrupt that, you know, a run play on the inside, the tackles for losses. We saw Shelby Harris do all of that. It's not a sack statistic. Really, we measure sacks. We look at outside pass rushers. Shelby Harris, with the numbers that he put up, the pressures, the consistency, I think proved valuable for him to receive a long-term deal. Now, for Shelby being 30 years of age, I imagine a long-term deal at this point, I believe an organization will offer him, I believe, is a three-year deal. We could see that happen where he gets paid, I think, maybe $8.9 million per year, maybe $9.5 million per year. That might be the ballpark there. I'm just spitballing it here. But Shelby Harris deserves, I think, to play either for the Broncos or for a team that's going to utilize him and obviously respect what he can bring to the table because your defense gets better with him. And I think that Denver is the best place for Shelby Harris to be. We've seen that. We've seen how impactful he's been to Denver. And when he and Mike Purcell are healthy, and let's say Von Miller is back, let's say that you have Bradley Chubb as well, that is a stout defensive line. And look, I think it's going to be hard for teams to run against Denver if those guys are healthy and available. That, to me, I think is very exciting if you're a Broncos fan, but obviously there's a lot of questions. We're going to find out here in the next week or two what the Broncos' plans are, what George Payton's plans even are even further. We've seen him get rid of some of these veteran guys like AJ Bouye and obviously Jarrell Casey. I think a lot of that had to do with cap more than anything, and it gives me a little bit of an inkling that Denver's at least going to make an offer to Shelby Harris. I think they're going to make an offer to Will Parks as well. They're going to look at cornerback and free agency, and there's a lot to be discussed this week here on Lockdown Broncos. Hope you guys join me every single day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow's episode of the show is Text Message Tuesday or Twitter Tuesday. You can text me 303-529-6323 with your Denver Broncos questions or thoughts, and I will answer them on the show. I'll send the text out today for you guys to be able to get that prompt for tomorrow's episode. Or you can tweet me at CodyRourkeNFL. You can send me a DM on there. I'll be happy to answer your question. Text message Tuesday is tomorrow. What are we going to hear about for the Broncos this week? What is something that we anticipate may be coming down the pike? Tune into Lockdown Broncos tomorrow to find out what that is and more with interaction with our daily listeners across the show here on the Locked On NFL Network. But with that said, I'm Cody Rourke, host of Lockdown Broncos. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and our good friends over there at Spotify. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show.